The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
I'm Amberly Beatty, and you are listening to Beach Booster Radio. I'm Donna Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. The last dinner show and dance of the season took place on Saturday, November the 17th at the Collingwood Canadian Legion Branch 63 with a tribute to the First Ladies of Country, Loretta Lynn and Patsy Cline, featuring Amberly Beatty with the Sweet Dreams Band, presented by the Old Town Terrace in cooperation with Creative Gal Productions. She's a mother to a recording artist, having completed a full-length album titled Begging for Mercy, featuring original songs, along with her Happy Holidays CD, a compilation of her favorite Christmas songs. Amberly Beatty's a Canadian entertainer, well-known in Canada and the United States for her tribute shows, the legendary Patsy Cline, Honky Tonk Gal Loretta Lynn, When Girls Rule the Radio, a tribute to the female pop stars of the 50s and 60s, and recently added Shania Twain. Amberly's a versatile performer with a background in theater, band leader, hairstylist, and fashion model, providing all the ingredients to be successful in this field. I caught up with singer-songwriter, recording artist, actress, and tribute artist Amberly Beatty prior to her show. Amberly will share her musical career along with her upcoming role as Patsy Cline in 2019. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. The Old Town Terrace, in cooperation with Creative Gal Productions, are proud to present a tribute to the First Ladies of Country, Loretta Lynn and Patsy Cline, with the Sweet Dreams Band at the Dinner Show and Dance, taking place Saturday, November the 17th, at the Collingwood Royal Canadian Legion, Branch 63. Joining me is singer-songwriter, recording artist, actress, and tribute artist, Amberly Beatty. Welcome to Beach Corner, Amberly.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, I understand this is not your first time to the dinner show and dance, as you were here in February.
That's right. I was with my friend Jesse Aaron, and he was providing Roy Orbison, and I was doing Miss Connie Francis.
And how well received was the show?
It was very well done. It was fun. It was a full house. People were rocking and having a good time, singing and dancing with us. It was great.
And you are well known in Canada and in the U.S. for your tribute shows, the legendary Patsy Cline, Honky Tonk Gal, Loretta Lynn, and When Girls Rule the Radio, a tribute to female pop stars of the 50s and 60s, to name a few. What made you decide to become a tribute artist?
Well, it's a very funny story. I did a lot of theater, a lot of community theater when I was younger before I had kids. And after I had my daughter, I just didn't have time to commit the 3 months of rehearsing and 5 days a week rehearsing on top of my full-time job and now having a baby. And so then I would go out to karaoke with my friends. So there I met Sean Carroll, who's an ETA, very, very popular in this area, was a grand champion. I forget the year, but he was a grand champion.
Nice.
And he had me open for his very first Elvis birthday bash. So I got up and I just sang everything from Evanescence to Patsy Cline in this birthday show, and that's how it all began.
Wow. So being a tribute artist, it's not an easy task. Not only do you need to know the star's repertoire inside and out, as well as sound, but you must also look and dress like the artist. So how much time is dedicated in perfecting the mannerism of the artist?
Oh, many, 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 many hours of watching the person, as many videos as you can find available, as well as figuring out the best costumes that works with your own personal body composition, and then having video of yourself and rewatching it to really make sure you're bringing the best of yourself into the character you're portraying.
And what do you enjoy most about these country ladies as you also pay tribute to Connie Francis and now Shania Twain?
Mm-hmm. I think my favorite is with the, I guess, more mature music that I do, is that you actually watch the people turn back time. As the show goes on, it just seems that they get younger and younger and younger as you're watching, and it's very neat to be able to kind of become one with people of a completely different demographic, and I really enjoy that. Doing Connie Francis is especially fun too, because she's a little bit silly and quite naive, and Shania Twain is a new thing for me that I had never even thought of doing, but somebody asked me to do it, and so I just put together an outfit and was surprised at how I could retain the songs from years and years of working as a hairstylist. Wow. That's what was on the radio all the time. So it became fun. I enjoy her. She was definitely a challenge, something very different from what I'm used to doing.
That's wonderful. So tonight you are paying tribute to Patsy Cline and Loretta mm-hmm. Lynn. So what yes. can we anticipate?
Oh, when we do this show, it's with my live, full-on country band, and they are phenomenal, phenomenal musicians that I've known over the years. This show is like what it would be if you were to see their very final performance back in the day. So if you went to one of their, you know, ticket concerts, this is pretty much what you would see. We welcome you to get up, sing, dance, have fun with us. We poke fun. It's very ad lib a lot of the time. So yeah, it's
and
just a fun
band,
night.
That's the Sweet Dreams band?
Yeah, it's the Sweet Dreams band. It's the same guys, but we use them for Patsy Cline when they're doing that. And then they also do Honky Tonk Gal. We just make them the Butcher Holler Boys for that. But tonight they're just going to be a compilation of the two. But yeah,
excellent. On that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
Oh yes, we're going to be doing some Coal Miner's Daughter, because you can't do any Honky Tonk Gal show without that.
Well, joining me from the Dinner Show and Dance is tribute artist Amberly Beattie. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. Way up, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mine, all day long in the field hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night, read the Bible by the coal oil light, and everything would start over come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised eight kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on the washboard every day. Well, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain welfare was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we'd have shoes to wipe, but in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money raised from selling a hog, Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere. Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well the well I drew water. Well, the work we'd done was hard. At night we'd sleep 'cause we were tired. I never thought of ever leaving Butcher Holler. Well, a lot of things have changed since way back then. It's so good to be back home again. Not much left but the floor. except the memories of a cold miner's parlor.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest, Amberly Beatty. So, Amberly, you are a versatile performer with a background in theater. And this past summer, you recorded a full-length album as well as Christmas album called Happy Holidays, which is available now. Can you elaborate?
My first album is called Begging for Mercy, and it's all songs that I wrote myself. And it's quite an unbelievable thing. When I first started doing tributes, I had met a man named Murph Buchanan, who started Munch Music Dance Video Parties, and I had no idea about that. And then he came up with the idea of, why don't I record an album as myself? Do I have any songs that I've written? And I did. I had some that I'd written, and I just wasn't quite happy with them yet. So he hooked me up with Barry Haggerty in Peterborough, and we went along and made what was in my head be an actual thing. So it's called Begging for Mercy. There are 5 original tunes that I all wrote myself, and Happy Holidays is a compilation of songs that are my favorite Christmas songs. So there's Santa Baby, there is Oh Holy Night, Silent Night is one we kind of come up with our own arrangement for, as well as My Favorite Things. There's about eight tunes on that, and I'm very excited about that because it turned out really well.
And where can we find these songs if someone was interested in your
album? Oh, we can go to www.amberlybeatty.com. You can do a digital download. Okay. You can as well send an email to amberlybeatty@gmail.com, and I can have one shipped to you, and there's a PayPal account. You can do that all online at www.amberlybeatty.com.
Well, that sounds great. So I hear you accepted the role for Miss Patsy Cline taking place in Boca Raton, Florida next April. Can you share some of your great news with our audience?
Well, 20 years ago, I saw the show called Always Patsy Cline as a gift from my boss at the shop I was working in. And I had always loved Patsy Cline anyway. So I was at home and I got an email, and they called me and asked me if I wanted to be the lead role. And I was like, all right, what does this entail? I thought it was just a little theater, but apparently not. It's a 2-month run of Always Patsy Cline, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Wow. So,
yeah, it's just me and one other girl as the leads. And my fave best friend, Louise, tells the story of Patsy Cline, and I get to be her. So I hope that I get to live up to that. And the friend of Marilyn, who runs the theater, is best friends with Connie Francis. So it'll be very, very exciting because I will get to meet Connie Francis.
Wow, I wish you all the best. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Role. So you're a mother of two, which you mentioned a little earlier, 14-year-old and 12-year-old.
Yes.
How do you balance your family life and your musical career?
Well, it's very interesting. They're very, very, very good kids. I'm very, very thankful for them. They help me out a ton, and I miss them ever so terribly when I'm gone. So it's you do a lot of Skype parenting and phone call parenting and making sure the homework's done and having suppers with them over video, and it works. They accept it. They're good kids, so I'm thankful.
Oh, that's great. So what's next for Amberly?
Well, we've got some Christmas shows coming up with Puckett Productions. We're going to go out to BC, and I have a brand new show called Gone Country. And it's basically a compilation of my roots and the country music that I grew up with. Aside from Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn, there's actually none of those songs in the show. But there's Lynn Anderson, there's Dolly Parton, there's the Judds, Winona herself, Reba McEntire, a lot of the Trisha Yearwood, Faith Hill, Jody Messina, the list goes on. Shania Twain will be in there. Sugarland. It's basically a show that does the full spectrum of who I am musically and all the bits and pieces that I think have influenced me over time.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you, Amberly, for being my guest, and look forward to your performance tonight paying tribute to our country ladies, Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn.
Thank you for having me.
But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
Well, one of my favorite songs of Loretta Lynn's is called Love is a Foundation, because I think this world needs as much love as we can possibly give it. So I'd like you to play that one.
Love is a Foundation. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
I've seen him without a word. As his fingers softly fall upon my face, he lights the flame of desire and makes me want him. And love is the foundation we lean on. All you need is love to ease your mind. It doesn't have to be. Time of looking will ever find. And love is the foundation we lean on. All you need is love to ease your mind. It doesn't have to be right to be called love. Then he gives me more loving than a lifetime of looking will ever find.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Amberly Beattie for being my guest and wishing her continued success as a recording and tribute artist. For more information, visit amberlybeattie.com. Special thanks to the Old Town Terrace and Creative Gal Productions for making this interview possible, and to mycollingwood.ca for the photos. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickie. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and now available on Wasaga Beach TV. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.